How many times have you been working on something and made mistakes and thought, I would love to have a fresh start in order to make this project done correctly? We will be hearing an archived sermon by Brother Julius Hovan today, and his title is simply, A Fresh Start. Words of Life programs are heard each week on this radio station and on others as we share the Word of God with all who will listen. We are sponsored by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers who pray for and donate to this work, as they have for many years. We now present songs of praise for our Lord. Please pray with me. Lord, we magnify your holy name as we come to you in prayer. You are holy, and you are worthy of our praise. Please use the words of this program to accomplish your will. We pray that people who do not know Jesus will listen and make a fresh start with him. And we pray at this time that for other efforts, that they would be conducted properly in your name. Please heal the sick and encourage the brokenhearted. And Lord, bring conviction to the world so that they will look to you for direction and let there be greater opportunities for the gospel to be preached. Please help us to love you and not the world as we look forward to the return of Jesus. After this next song, we will hear Brother Julius Hovan speak to us on A Fresh Start. It was previously shared some years back, but the words are needed today as well.
If you are like most of us, you would welcome a fresh start, a new beginning, a looking back at a life that has had many mistakes and faults, failures, sins, difficulties that you would like to put behind you. You would like to be able to say, "Oh, I wish I had not done that. I wish that I had been different than I am today." Would you listen, please, to the words of the Apostle Peter, written in chapter 1 of the first epistle of Peter, verses 3 and 4, the translation that we call The Message puts it this way: "What a God we have, and how fortunate we are to have Him, this Father of our Master Jesus. Because Jesus has been raised from the dead, we've been given a brand new life, and we have everything to live for, including a future in heaven. And the future starts now." Wow, what a blessing it comes to my mind as I think of being able to start my life all over again, to put behind me mistakes and errors and, yes, sins that become so prominent when we follow our flesh nature. The American Standard Version of that passage reads this way: "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His great mercy begat us again to a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, unto an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you." Oh, my friends, here is the fresh start that everyone surely longs for. It is my understanding that if you go on what we know today as Google, that's that thing that happens on your computer if you have one. If you Google the words "fresh start," I am told there are 485,000 links on Google to a fresh start. I understand that even at one of the great universities up east, they have a course, "How to Find Happiness." Our world is looking for change. It is looking for a fresh start. It is looking for things to be better and to be different. How in the world can that happen? Who has not wished for this to happen in their life, to put behind them the things that have plagued them, that are wrong and drug them down? This passage tells us we can put our faith in a risen Lord and Savior. What happens when we become Christians. What happened when you became a Christian, if you are one today? You have opened your life to let God in. You heard the gospel. You realized that you were a lost sinner. You had broken God's law. But you realized that He loved you and sent His Son to be a Savior for you. Jesus died in your place. You came to believe that truth, and you put your faith and trust in Him. And so you turn from your old life, that's called repentance. You made an about-face, confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You were baptized into Him, and the good news of complete forgiveness of sin, that was indeed a new beginning for you. And then you are given a new life, and now you have everything to live for in this life and in the life to come. And as this passage tells us, we have a great future in heaven. Someone put it this way: you get your past forgiven, you get a purpose for living, and you get a home in heaven. Would you say God has given us the best deal of all, if we might put it so crudely? To have past sins forgiven? To have a purpose for living? To know that we can contribute to the good of our family and society and our nation? That you're going to one day share a home in heaven? That place that Jesus told His disciples in John 14 He was going to prepare? Oh, what other religion, what other philosophy, what other thing that you might think of offers such a hope as this? Your past, your present, and your future are taken care of. Let me remind you in all seriousness, my friends, about your past. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die, and then comes a day of judgment. We are all going to face our past. It will be brought before us in a day of judgment. We can bring that past to Calvary, to the cross, to Jesus, and He will deal with it. Instead of a hopeless end, we can have an endless hope in the Lord Jesus. That's what I have done. That is what I have a hope in today, and it is my desire that you have a like hope. The Apostle Paul wrote to a church in the city of Corinth, a very large metropolitan city of his day, in chapter 1 in verse 30, and he says, "Everything we have, right thinking and right living, a clean slate and a fresh start, come from God by way of the Holy Spirit." Isn't that an interesting way to put it? Right thinking and right living. You know, living starts with our thinking. We are indeed what we think. We become what is coming out of our mind and out of our heart. A clean slate. Oh, who of us would not like to be able to just take an eraser, to take a rag and wipe the slate of our past, and to say all of those wrongs and sins and weaknesses and mistakes have been gotten out of the way? A fresh start. What a joy the gospel provides. And what does Paul go on to say then? How do you get that? Comes from God. God provides it. It's a gift by way or through the person of Jesus Christ and His work at Calvary. The Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Corinth as well in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 these words: "Now I make known unto you, brethren, the gospel," that is the good news, "which I preached unto you, which you received, wherein you stand, by which you are saved, if you hold fast the word I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain." Now what is this gospel? "I delivered unto you first of all, of first importance, that which I received. 1. Christ died for our sins according to what the Scriptures said. That He was buried, and that He has been raised on the third day according to, or just like the Scriptures said He would. And He appeared to Cephas and the 12, and to about 500 at one time, of whom the greater part remain until now. Here is the gospel, the good news, and the key in the middle of it is the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. That I would like for my emphasis to be in the latter part of this message today. Remember what we said in the opening passage? Jesus has been raised from the dead. Our way of hope from God is by way of a risen Lord Jesus. Would you think with me for a moment, without Jesus' resurrection, what do we have? We have, first of all, a lifeless Messiah. Our Savior does not live, but He is still in the tomb. He is still dead. Listen to how Paul deals with that when he says in 1 Corinthians 15:12, "If Christ is preached that He's been raised from the dead, why does some of you say there is no resurrection from the dead? But if there is no resurrection, neither has Christ been raised." Oh, my friends, he says in the first part of the chapter, "I preach unto you this Christ and His resurrection. And if He has not been raised, if He is dead," listen to then verse 16, "if the dead are not raised, neither has Christ been raised." Oh, without the resurrection, we have a lifeless Messiah. Many religions have a founder who today, their remains remain in the tomb where they were buried hundreds of years ago. But not so the Christian faith, the Christian religion, different from any other. We do not have a lifeless Messiah, but a living Savior and Lord. But secondly, if Jesus has not been raised, this gospel message, Paul says in the 14th verse of this chapter, "And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is vain, and your faith is vain." We have a useless gospel. It's really not a gospel at all. It is not good news if Jesus is still in the tomb. But the good news is He has been raised, and that is what gives us hope over death that will come to us if Jesus tarries. But then verse 15, in addition to the fact if Jesus has not been raised, we have a lifeless Messiah, we have a useless gospel, we have a truthless witness. When I talk to you about the gospel, when I tell you how great God is, if Jesus has not been raised, I'm just blowing in the wind. I'm just preaching a false truth. Listen to verse 15. "And we are found false witnesses of God, because we witness He raised not up Christ, whom He didn't raise, if the dead are not raised." If Jesus is not raised, all this preaching we're doing, all this message going out over the air, all the time in the pulpits of the world, it is a truthless witness. But the truth is, Jesus has been raised. And then when we put our faith in this Jesus, if He has not been raised, look at verse 17. "If Christ has not been raised, your faith is vain, and you are yet in your sins." You thought you had been saved from sin, but you find out Jesus hasn't been raised. You know you can't be free of sin if Jesus is still dead. This whole chapter in the book of 1 Corinthians deals with the precious truth of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus and what it provides. And oh, the capper comes in verses 18 and 19. If we have a lifeless Messiah, we have a useless gospel, we have a truthless witness, we have a worthless faith, it is no surprise we have a hopeless eternity, verses 18 and 19. "Then they also that have fallen asleep," those that have died, Christians that have died, "they have perished. If we have only hoped in Christ in this life, we are of all men most pitiable." Oh, my friends, listen to me. This living Savior takes us and makes us acceptable to our wonderful God. Paul states it this way in the book of Romans, chapter 4, and the 25th verse, in these words, "He was delivered up for our trespasses," that is, He died in our place, "and He was raised for our justification." He has made us acceptable to God. not only by his death at the cross, but by his resurrection as well. And so what a hope we have as people of God and children of God. The Apostle Paul, again writing to the church at Corinth, in chapter 5 says this in the 21st verse, "The one who knew no sin," that was Jesus, "God made him to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." Jesus took upon himself the sins of the world that we might be free of sin and be acceptable unto God. What a love God had to do such a thing to his Son. What a love for us to do such a thing for us so that we could be put right with God. The Christian faith is the only religion whose founder is still alive. And my friends, he is coming again. And I would say to you today, do you need a fresh start? Are you a Christian who has fallen away and not been faithful and not been to church and not been reading your Bible, not spending time with God in prayer? Oh, you need a fresh start. You can have that. Maybe you today, maybe you've never heard the gospel. Maybe this is the first time such a hope has been given to you. You find someone who is a Bible believer. You find a church that preaches the Word of God. And you go there and let a minister of the gospel, a church elder, a leader, someone introduce you to this risen Savior, Jesus the Christ. And you as a lost sinner can be bought. You have been bought. Your sins have been paid for. That debt has been wiped away when you put your faith in the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so as we leave you today, and this gospel song that follows will remind us of the goodness of God and the grace of God and the message of the gospel that we preach, may God help you, whoever you are, to enjoy a fresh start. Because we serve a risen Savior, we have a brand new life, everything to live for, including a future in heaven, and that future starts now. And I hope it can for you, even this very day. May God bless you.
To have a fresh start in Jesus and be a Christian, you truly need to believe in Jesus. The book of Acts teaches by example that people who believe need to repent of sin, confess Jesus as Savior, and be baptized by immersion. To receive a free CD of this and last week's program, please write to us and ask for 1834. That's broadcast 1834. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Our email address is wolradio@att.net. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. You can also listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want to by logging on to wordsofliferadio.com and selecting the broadcast that you want to hear. Our newsletter is also available online. On behalf of Words of Life, this is Wayne Hobbs thanking you for listening. Please plan now to tune in again next week at this same time for another program from Words of Life. Sing them all.